The Baltimore City Council held a virtual meeting last night, and it was a busy one. More than 30 bills were introduced, others advanced through the legislative process, and some legislation passed. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line for an overview of all of that. And Emily, let's start with some of the new legislation. Tell us about a couple bills that were introduced last night.
Sure thing. We can start with two interesting ordinances that were introduced last night. One of them is called Banning Face Surveillance Technology in Baltimore. That's pretty self-explanatory. Councilman Chris Burnett wants to prohibit the city government from using face surveillance technology. We also saw an ordinance that would designate the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, as a legal holiday for the city of Baltimore. That holiday is currently Columbus Day in Baltimore City government. Councilman John Bullock introduced it. He says the time is right to make this change.
We do believe the time has come for us to be on the right side of history and celebrate a day that reflects the true legacy of this continent.
Councilman Isaac Yitzi Schleifer also introduced a resolution calling on Mayor Jack Young to give trash collectors at least a raise of $4 an hour. As it is now, temporary workers start at $11 an hour and permanent employees start at $16.
Moving back to Christopher Columbus, there was a notable bill about a monument named for him that moved from second reader to third and final reader last night.
That's right. Councilman Ryan Dorsey has a bill that would rename the Columbus Obelisk Monument in his district to the Police Violence Victims Monument. The bill has broad support from families who've had loved ones killed by police, and it's gotten heat from several Italian-American societies and the police union. Nonetheless, it progressed to third reader.
And a couple more bills made the jump to the last stage of the legislative process. Tell us about them.
Sure. So we saw two prominent labor bills that relate to the hospitality industry progress, where employment is down 50% from last year, compared to just 12% for all jobs across Baltimore. The first right of recall bill would require hospitality businesses to bring back the same employees who were laid off at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic as they reopen. The second retention bill would require new owners of hospitality businesses to retain the same employees for at least 90 days. Both were introduced by Councilman Burnett.
And what we're talking about here are sanitation workers, we're talking about security guards, we're talking about low-wage, hardworking employees, and most of which I would wager probably are citizens of Baltimore, unlike the owners of these hotels that we've continued to provide subsidy for.
Both bills received strong support from unions and backlash from hotel lobbyists and lengthy legal debates and labor committee hearings. They ultimately fared well before the entire council and are now heading to third reader. Finally, a bill introduced by Councilwoman Shannon Sneed that would establish residency requirements for certain Baltimore Police Department command staff progressed to third reader, too.
And as mentioned, some legislation also passed yesterday. Tell us what's headed to Mayor Jack Young's desk.
A bill that would require the owners of vacant buildings to conspicuously post ownership information on those buildings. And a bill that arose out of former Mayor Catherine Pugh's Healthy Holly scandal. It would require the city to provide annual reports to the mayor and the city council on certain employee-owned businesses.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall and other things for WYPR. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Nathan.